Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg. Grown-ups, if your family loves Story Pillar and just happens to be looking for a great podcast in Spanish, definitely check out our newest pod friend, Cráneo, Ciencia para Niños Curiosos from Cumbre Kids. Each episode dives into the wonderful world of science, exploring things like dinosaurs, wildlife, and even outer space with some pretty amazing Hispanic scientists guiding the way. It's fascinating, fun to listen to, and a great listen for curious Spanish speakers and learners alike. Oh, and if your family is like my family and needs a little extra help unwinding before bed, you can also check out Buenas Noches, Cráneo. It still features a tantalizing taste of science, this time wrapped in beautifully produced Spanish language stories that will help your little cráneos prepare their brains for bed. Find more information at cumbrekids.org and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, I'm so happy you're back. I'm Meg, a human person.
Ready, tiny teddy.
And that's Sneak and Sparky, a caterpillar with red sneakers, and a giant chicken who appeared to be tap dancing for some reason.
Because we're back, Flapjack, for season 3. Again! Come on, Sparky Wackykins. Time for our world famous flying triple taco toe twister.
Ow, get your tap shoes out of my wingtip.
And that's Bean, a butterfly who wears a yellow hat.
Who's also really excited that we're back, even though I'm not running around stomping on poor innocent butterfly wings.
Move it or lose it, sister. Put some more knee juice in it, Sparky can.
Ew, Sparky, I don't want your chicken butt in my face.
Looks like we might need a bigger recording space. But in the meantime, now that you know who we are, this is
Story Pillar.
Happy Wappy Pillar Miller.
I feel a story coming on. Wonder where we'll end up today. We'll blast around the world. Sneak and Bean leading the way. Go Story Pillar, we're in this together. No stopping us, full speed ahead. Go Story Pillar, shake it up a little. Make cloudy skies brighter with friends. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey everyone. Welcome to the second full episode of Story Pillar Season 3. This is a podcast where we tackle sticky situations, explore stories from all over the world, and pick up advice from you, our listeners.
Yep-a-rooney, chicken spoony! And thanks to me and Spooky Worky making you ear tea and knitting you tiny little ear sweaters, we can boogie our little baby booties into the rest of Season 3!
Fortunately, ear cooperating actually worked, and my hearing is completely back. Hooray!
And now we can, like, hop back on the Story Pillar horse or solar-powered robot remote control car or whatever, but with, like, a slightly different schedule.
Yep, from now on, we'll have fresh Story Pillar episodes for you on the first 3 Mondays of every month.
We'll blast our blueberries off with a sneak attack. On the first Monday,
hear a story and unstick tricks in a full episode on the second Monday,
and like chill and reset our brains with a panometer check on the third Monday.
Ooh, it's like a pattern. Sneak attack, full episode, panometer check, pizza.
Wait, what?
Sneak attack, full episode, panometer check, triple broccoli gummy centipede waffle pancakes with sprinkles.
Okay, well, that's not right, like, at all.
Not sure about the food part, but the episode part sounded just right. For now, let's check in with our listeners and find out what sticky situation we're tackling this week. Listeners, how are you feeling today?
We've never heard that one before.
Oh, you mean the listener who said their arms stuck in a rain boot?
That too, but I meant the one who said they felt discredited. That's like when you tell someone something and they think you're, like, lying or completely making it up.
Oh, like when Sparky told moms that a one-eyed potato vampire was digging up their garden. And they thought she was just making it up so she wouldn't get in trouble for destroying their vegetables.
But then, like, the next day, we found Mr. Banerjee's 20-year-old blind bulldog, like, snuggling with a zucchini, and it turned out Sparky was, like, actually telling the truth. Yeah, just like that.
That's a rotten garbage in your pillowcase type of feeling. But at least we have our sticky situation for the week.
What do you do when someone discredits you or disbelieves you, even when you're telling the truth?
Well, hold on to your clammy little coconuts, baby, because it's story time.
Yep. This week, we're traveling to Acadiana, the southern portion of the southeastern U.S. state of Louisiana. This part of Louisiana is covered in low, gentle hills in the north and is famous for its bayous or flat wetlands filled with slow-moving water in the south.
Acadiana is, like, known for being super diverse or, like, having a huge mixture of cultures and ethnicities, like Native American, African American, and Cajun, or, like, people whose ancestors came from French-speaking Canada.
Ooh, and Acadiana just happens to be the home of the one, the only crawdad, which kind of look like lobsters that moseyed on over into some fresh water and got a little shrunky dunky. They have gills and claws just like lobsters. Oh, and they eat their own exoskeletons when they fall off. And they're actually a hugely important part of Acadian cooking. I talked all about it on my sneak attack last week. It was clawtastic.
Okay, before we start the story, many people in Acadiana speak Cajun French, and I'm pretty sure comment ça se plume, or how's it pluckin', is one way of saying how's it going in Cajun French. Wanna try?
Comment ça se plume!
Comment ça se plume.
Yep, listeners, your turn. Nice! Okay, rocket time sneak.
Buckle your broccoli, suckleys. And count down.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Operation Clawzilla by Meg Lewis. Adapted from an Acadianan folktale.
Look out, Leadwag Whirlwing, coming through!
No!
Stomp shrieked and swept a wing over the rocks, officially designated as headquarters.
Ugh!
Knock it off, Spack! You're gonna ruin the blueprint!
She scowled at the white puffball careening through the water, her friend's race car impression filling the freshly planted rice paddy with deafening screeches and roars.
Blueprints? Ha! More like brown prints, get it? Cause now they're covered in mud and mud's brown. Whoa, look out!
Spike jerked an imaginary steering wheel and sent another wave crashing onto the marshy bank.
Hey, seriously, stop it! Ugh!
Stomp wiped away the droplets, smearing her carefully drawn plans into blurry inkworms.
The full moon's tonight, which means we only have,
She squinted at the eyeball melting sun. How much ptarmigan soup? A long beak, the exact shape of a soup ladle, sprouted from a jumble of homemade rope.
5 hours, 18 minutes, and 39 seconds before the terrible, mutant, gigantamongous mother of all crawdads tickles the feathers off every bird in the swamp and feeds them to her 10 gajillion babies. Dun, dun, dun.
Soup forced her eyes as wide as donuts and waggled her fluffy pink wings.
Exactly. Like, pretty much no time at all. Ah!
Stomp ducked as Spike sloshed to a stop and unbuckled his sardine can racing helmet.
Hey, are you even listening? If we, like, want to actually catch Clawzilla this year...
Spike shook out his fluffy white mohawk and struck a pose.
And be heroes and have the whole flock sing songs about us and shower us with a lifetime supply of cheese doodles and soggy donuts.
Ew, no. Anyway, stop splashing swamp juice all over the blueprints and help us figure this out.
Ugh, you're not a race car driver. You're an egret. More like a speed grit. Get it? Because I'm so fast. Whoosh, you've been whirlwind.
Stomp flopped face first onto a patch of spider lilies.
Forget it.
Well, just hold your hedgehogs a sec, because this is gonna be epic. There.
Soup popped a final gear into place with a spidery pink foot and scrabbled to the top of her creation.
Behold, the crawdadapult! Dun-da-da-da! Key component of Operation Clawzilla. The one and only 1,000,000% foolproof giant mutant crawdad catching plan in the history of the birdiverse.
She spread her rosy wings wide and sent a shower of excited spoonbill spittle directly into her friends' upturned faces.
Ew.
Spike scratched his skinny beak and frowned at what seemed to be an oversized tennis racket glued to the bottom of the world's biggest trash can.
Are we gonna throw Clawzilla and her babies in the garbage?
Stomp tugged him down onto the ground beside her.
No, Spot, just hush your fish lips and listen.
Okay, here's the plan.
The curve of Soup's bill traced the sprawling diagram.
At 10:23 p.m., when the moon is exactly 11 degrees below its zenith, we...
She tapped a doodle of three birds tiptoeing around the swamp in ninja masks.
Meet here at Fish Fly Dock, at which point you...
Ow!
She jabbed her beak within a centimeter of her friend's eyeball.
Will, borrow Miss Antoinette's fishing boat.
Spike thumped his fishy helmet and revved an imaginary engine.
Whirlwind can drive anything. Well, good, because somehow you have to lure Clawzilla and her creepy little sidekicks from here all the way to the crawdadapult over here? Where?
She gave Stomp a half bow. Where I will shine the swamp lamp 2000X directly into Clawzilla's giant beady eyeballs. She tapped a sketch of a small brown duck riding a flashlight the size of a semi-truck.
Temporarily stun her and drive her into the fishing nets laid out here in here.
Soup skipped over, twitching like a large pink cricket.
At which point, Monster Mom and Baby Beast will fall into the crawdadapult and, with a little whammo surprise, blam! Splat! Will belly flop into the sea precisely 117.26 miles away?
Stomp leapt up and grabbed her friends by the wings.
Woo-hoo! Operation Clawzilla with the win! See you never leave our feathers! See you never leave our feathers!
Woo-hoo! The three masterminds whirled and giggled and eventually collapsed in a fluffy, sweaty heap. Stomp flopped onto her back. Not like last year. Spike's face sprouted from a clump of dandelions.
Last year? You mean when you ran across the entire pond screaming that Clawzilla was eating your feathers, but it was really just Miss Antoinette's cow that thought you were a bush, and then everyone called you Cowzilla and mooed at you for like a month? Ow.
His giggle morphed into a yelp
as
Soup nipped him hard on the tail. Stomp sat her shoulders and got to her feet. Now, it's okay, Soup. Cowzilla was last year. Her eyes swept over the sturdy homemade catapult standing tall in the sun. This year, Stompzilla, Whirlwing, and the Super Soup are in town, and we're not going home empty-handed.
Soup? Spike? Was that you?
Stomp dropped her beak into a snoring mound of feathers and felt the first worms of fear wiggle awake in her belly. The plump moon glittered across her friend's wings as they flopped over sideways and nearly squashed a sleeping bullfrog.
Great, so much for sidekicks.
She was halfway through an eye roll when a screech cut through the chirping crickets like a hot knife through butter. Stomp dove into a mud puddle and pretended to be a fluffy rock.
Holy shrimp shoes, that sounded close.
She scanned the stubbly rice chutes for any sign of giant feather-hungry crawdads and gasped at a flash of ghostly blue.
That's definitely not a cow.
Her knees rattled like a tin full of nails as the aquamarine glow grew steadily stronger.
Shoot!
And a second eerie call rippled through the pond. She made a splashy beeline for the crawdadapult.
Whirlwing? Super Soup? Wake up! She's here! Operation Clawzilla is a go!
And of course, the frantic duck immediately tripped over a lily pad, landed face first in the mud, and came eyeball to eyeball with Clawzilla herself. Stom scuttled backward and the massive, shimmering beast stretched a school bus-sized claw in her direction. She shrieked and curled herself into a tiny ball of duck as a stream of turquoise baby crawdads poured from their mother's tail and slid toward her through the shallow water.
No, please don't tickle my feathers off. I need them for, like, very important duck stuff.
Every bone in her body crackled with fear as Clawzilla's peanut-sized minions swarmed over her, chittering and chirping and running their claws through her feathers like tiny, glowing combs.
Holy hush puppies! Are you cleaning me?
Her beak flopped open like a stunned pelican's.
Don't you want to eat my feathers?
She bent to examine a plump little crawdad balanced on the edge of her wing. But the busy creature simply stuffed a bug into its mouth and scurried off in search of another tasty snack.
Guess not.
She felt the last trace of fear melt away under her tiny groomer's skittering feet. Just then, Clawzilla opened her fishy beak wide enough to swallow the moon whole and crooned the strangest, most beautiful melody Stomp had ever heard.
Wow!
The frog sighed, the cattail swayed, and the entire marsh pulsed with her song, as if the stars had lost their grip on the sky and were now floating atop the gentle waves. Stomp nearly fell on her face again, as she watched the glistening giant pirouette through the rice stalks, fresh sprouts springing up behind her and quickly growing to the height of sunflowers. She felt the not-so-creepy baby's feet tap in rhythm with their mother's song before jumping down into the mud to continue their work elsewhere.
Hey, where y'all going?
They shot off into the liquid shadows, tidying twigs and gobbling pests. They took mere seconds to repair a step hanging from Fishfly Dock and even herded a sleepwalking duckling back to its nest before tucking it in with a twitchy kiss. stomp flapped out a happy dance, large blue feet churning like windmills.
You're not monsters. You're clawrific. I can't wait to tell Spike and Sue.
Nighty night, feather fiend. Get ready to be whirlwind.
Oh no.
Her head snapped up as an actual motor roared the swamp awake and a silver boat carrying two screaming puffballs shot into view. Stomp scrambled to the top of the crawdadipult.
No! Stop! We were wrong! Now you're just trying to help!
Soup clattered to the front of the speeding boat and shone the largest flashlight known to birdkind directly into Clawzilla's eyes.
Let our friend go, you big, mean mom!
The frightened creature raised a claw and scuttled backwards into the waiting nets, becoming instantly tangled.
Ooh, 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 she's in the net! Get the thing! Hit the thing!
Spike swung the boat to a stop, and Soup dove for the launch lever.
No, wait!
Stomp picked at the knots snarled around her very large new friend. Clawzilla slashed a claw through the air directly above the duck's furiously working beak.
Ah! Look out! You're about to be a ducky dinner! No!
Stomp's friend's locked wings let out a war cry and flew through the air.
Ah!
Stomp leapt, grunting like a billy goat, as Spike and Soup bounced off her chest and landed with a splat in the mud. Her feathers heaved as she stood tall atop one giant blue claw.
Didn't you hear me? I said no. You need to trust me. Me, who's been your friend for like the last kajillion years. Look around.
She swept a wing over the tranquil swamp and the sky-high rice stalks.
Clawzilla did this. All of this.
A small glowing figure scurried out from the shadows and waved a tiny indignant claw.
Sorry, she had a little help. So they, like, don't eat feathers?
Spike sucked in a breath as a baby crawdad scurried across his face.
They don't terrorize the swamp, they take care of it.
Soup stretched out a wing and watched a dozen tiny zillas race about like miniature, many-legged vacuums.
This kinda tickles.
Behind them, Clawzilla moaned, and Stomp turned and stroked her shell.
And so now it's like our turn to take care of her, okay?
She eyed her friend's minuscule cleaning crew winking like jewels in their pink and white feathers.
So, will you help me cut her free?
Spike snapped his razor-sharp beak.
Pit, crew, captain, whirlwing, and team reporting for duty!
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Oh, wait a sec.
Soup dove into the boat's tool bench.
Okay, Super Soup's ready to cut loose.
She brandished a pair of needle-nosed pliers.
Like, literally. get out of there.
She dug a baby Zilla out of her nostril.
Okay, people, look alive.
Stomp snapped off a sharp blade of sawgrass. She smiled at the birds and pint-sized crawdads spread out before her and thrust her makeshift scissors into the air.
Let the real Operation Clawzilla begin.
Pit crew, rev your engines!
The end.
Get out of my wing pit!
Hold on there, Mamazilla. Almost done.
So, what did you think?
Talk about Claw-tastic-riff-a-roo! Maybe me and Sparky could teach the baby Zillas to tap dance. Tappy, tappy, tap.
Or we could just, like, save our ears and talk about the story.
Okay, chicken tray.
Like how Stomp had to really put her foot down and ask her friends to trust her.
Yeah, but Rani Toonie, which was probably extra hard since she was the one insisting they trap poor defenseless Clawzilla in the first place.
not sure about the defenseless part, because she was like a giant mutant crawdad with claws the size of a house, but we do have a pretty great unstick trick for when someone doesn't believe you when you're telling the truth. Firmly ask them to trust you and show them evidence if you, like, happen to have any.
Hold on to your sardine socks because it's time for even more unsticky trickies.
Here's Bristol from ABC Story Sisters, as well as our friend Luke, with what they recommend.
My name is Bristol, and I'm 4 years old, and I'm one of the ABC Story Sisters. When no one believes I'm telling the truth, I remind them that I'm honest, and I'm not trying to trick them.
Hi, my name is Luke. I am 8 years old. When someone does not believe me when I'm telling the truth, I find someone who does and take some space from the people who don't.
Clap my crabby little crawdads. That was some swamp-tastic advice.
Yeah, I think maybe even Quazilla would approve. Thanks, Luke and Bristol.
Listeners, if you have an unstick trick you use when someone discredits you when you're telling the truth, send your grown-ups to storypillar.com/unstick tricks. Oh, and if you want to hear Bristol tell some pretty amazing stories with her sisters Alexa and Charlotte, check out the episode notes for a link to our newest pod friend, ABC Story Sisters. Okay, that's it. We finished our second episode of Story Pillar Season 3.
Hot, sassy, gassy spoon bills. So, high five, blam!
I don't think birds fart, Sneak.
Barky does!
Gross.
Okay, everyone, thanks for joining us. We'll have new episodes for you on the first 3 Mondays of every month.
Sneak attack! On the first Monday.
A full episode on the second Monday.
And a benometer check on the third Monday.
Grown-ups, don't forget to check out our online Story Pillar store. Head to storypillarstore.threadless.com. As always, a giant thank you to Andy Job and Susanna Bridges for their work on our theme song, and a huge-tastic self-high five to you for your patience and support during my ear cooperation.
And grown-ups, don't forget to tippy-tap your cricket hats on over to Insectagram.
Okay.
Our handle is @StoryPillar. You can also follow Mackenzie Ellison, who does our awesome episode cover art, at MK Ellison Art, or check out mkellisonart.com. Okay, ready to say goodbye?
Bye! I love you!
Bye! Come back next time if you want to.
Bye, everyone. Remember, having someone discredit you when you're telling the truth is tough. Try calmly asking them to trust you and show them evidence if you can. Or, like Luke and Bristol suggested, remind them that you're not really a trickster, or simply surround yourself with people who know and trust you. Whatever you choose, you got this, and we'll be here cheering you on.